brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, as we engage the New World Order in a last-ditch effort to mobilize humanity to the fact that a small, elite, aberrant predator class is literally organizing the world along a predatory system where our numbers are to be massively culled and where the elite say that two distinct species will be engineered literally right out of the Morlocks and the Eloi. Again, he was a top globalist futurist, H.G. Wells, and he even later admitted in interviews that that was an analogy of the elite, the super smart Morlocks who literally feed on the mindless Eloys. All right, let me get into this. For stations that just joined us, the Queen of England paid $40,000+ to fly here, you know, into a UN charity so that the Earth would be saved because of her carbon footprint. They're just telling you. All the scientists agree. Everyone knows carbon dioxide is a deadly pollutant. The Earth is dying because of it. They don't mention the genetic engineering or any of the real problems or deforestation, things that really are having an effect that you could say aren't for the best. They totally ignore that, and they just push global government, global tax. Then they have different environmental chieftains come out and say, we need to reduce the population to below 1 billion. New announcements of that. And then out of the Times of London, having large families is an eco-crime. It was actually the Sunday Times edition did this. Having large families is an eco-crime. Having large families should be frowned upon as an environmental misdemeanor. See, it starts out a misdemeanor, a crime. In the same way as frequent long-haul flights, driving 4x4 cars, that doesn't take any more energy, and failing to reuse plastic bags, according to a report to be published tomorrow by the Green Think Tank. The paper by the Optimum Population Trust, OPT, will say that if couples had two children instead of three, they could cut their family's carbon dioxide output by the equivalent of 620 return flights a year between London and New York. John Goulbond, a co-chairman of OPT and emeritus professor of family planning at University of College London. See, these are the family planners, the one training the CPS that grabs your kids. They call the family a disease and the Calhoun reader. He goes on, the effect of the planet, I actually have the textbook somewhere around here where they say the family's a disease. The effect of the planet of having one child less in order to magnitude greater than all of the other things we might do, such as switching off lights. An extra child is the equivalent of a lot of flights across the planet. So, see, they start out with getting socialized health care. Then they say, oh, we've all got to control how you live because we're all paying for each other. Then they start out by going, oh, carbon dioxide's bad. We've got to have a global tax. And by the way, humans are causing the problem, so we've got to have a one-child policy. And again, like Dr. Pianca said, China is the model. They get all the big UN awards. They plan one child. In fact, if you actually read what these reports say, they put out a bunch of them, they want one child or you pay a huge tax. Well, it's the same thing in China. And then if you have a third, they come by and kill it. Take it off for medical experiments, the child. Yes, they do that. The greatest thing anyone in Britain could do to help the future of the planet would be to have one less child. They go on to say that Europeans need to really not have children because we have a higher standard of living and use more. And I would count the U.S. as in the Western world. The original, second wave colonists, the natives, the first aboriginal Bering Strait migrants are also migrants and colonists. But the second wave colonists, which now would get in true indigenous status, some of them 400 years, my ancestors, some of which 380 years, I had some on the Mayflower, actually are at a 1.5. Some areas of Europe, Japan is at, well, I'm going to go into actual population numbers here. They call for that. Let's get rid of the West. That's the real threat. We'll be right back. I'm going to leave you.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So bottom line, if you have more than one child, they're going to put huge taxes on you, new carbon taxes. Here's the crux. It's a neo-feudalist system. Because you have to understand the mindset of elites developed, whether it was in Japan or whether it was in medieval England or France. It didn't matter. They learned how to keep populations on very tiny pieces of land to control them. Because if you let somebody have too much land, if you let somebody get independent, they would get uppity and they would challenge you. So that's the heart of this. And you look at the Queen of England and others, they're obsessed with horse breeding and dog breeding. And they talk about human breeding, their own breeding. And they talk about culling the human population as Prince Philip, her husband, does. And Queen Beatrix's father, the SS officer, Prince Bernhard, of the Netherlands, was the founder of the World Wildlife Fund and wrote about how we needed to kill most of the population. No surprise he was a Nazi. Hitler was huge into, quote, the environment and culling the human population. You see, eugenics didn't go away, as Aldous Huxley gave a speech in Berkeley in 62 saying. It just changed its name. Now, let's look at facts. Japan has a 1.2, and again, this number's a few years old. I haven't looked at it. I've got some of the new numbers here in the Times of London for Europe. They've got a 1.2. Some areas of Europe have a 1.5, 1.3. The average they claim is 1.7. But see, that's counting immigrant influx. Now, the United States has 2.1 to 2.3, depending on the census index you look at. But then you have to understand, we have an influx of 3 million illegal, 1 million legal aliens a year. Third world populations, on average, are having 4.5 children. Go pull the numbers. In fact, I challenged Steve Watson to an article. Go pull them. They may have changed in the last year. But it says the world's population is expected to increase by 2.5 billion to 9.2 billion. It's at 6.5 billion right now. By 2050, almost all the population growth will take place in developing countries. The population of developed nations is expected to remain unchanged and would have declined but for migration. Migration, they don't call it usurpation or being usurped or overrun. The death of the West, I have to admit, I'm a little sad about it. The British fertility rate is 1.7. The EU average is 1.5. In some countries, such as France, the government is so concerned it has introduced financial incentives for women to have more than two children. Despite this, the population study group says rich countries should be the most concerned about family size as their children have the higher per capita carbon dioxide emission. Oh, God forbid more CO2 be put out that the trees just relish. That's their oxygen. And then they spew out luscious, clean. That's why when you're in a forest, it just, you're just breathing a higher level of oxygen before it's been fully precipitated and mixed with the other dominant gases in the atmosphere. Oxygen and carbon dioxide are actually minority gases in the entire gaseous sphere surrounding the planetoid we live on. God forbid we have that that forest that's just a wonderful oxygen infusion. Oh, it's such a pollutant. Oh, help me. The suggestion has been criticized by family rights campaigners. Ellen McCoy, a geography graduate from Glasgow at Chin Children, said, "How dare they suggest how many children we should have?" Well, all over England, we can pull the articles where they CPS people who are upstanding citizens who have more than four children. In fact, I saw one of those on Prison Planet a few weeks ago, Steve. Get that and put it in there. And again, they teach them in these things that people who have a bunch of kids are like cult members. My God, I wish I had the time, energy, and money to have 10 kids. My wife would love to have 10. We just can't do it because we've committed to fight the New World Order. But believe me, it is a luxury. And it is. They tell you and they demonize children. They tell you how horrible it is. You don't truly activate as a human being. And your instincts don't fully activate. And you don't. I literally became so much stronger when I had children. I got more energy immediately. I got smarter immediately. It's like a brain boost. Whole areas of your physiology in your central nervous system literally activate when you have children. And the level of love you have, you'll never experience love with your husband or wife like you have with your children. It's like the few religious experiences that were truly high-powered, you know, communing with God experiences, the really strong ones. It's as strong because I believe you're almost communing with God, with your children. It's that family interaction is truly at the base of the human soul. The very essence of humanity is the tribe. And of course, the enemy seeks to rend that because they know that you owe total allegiance. They also want to... Oh, by the way, this is key. They're going to hurt us. They're going to tax us. They're going to regulate us. They're going to put us in compact cities. They've set all that one-child policy, CPS grabbing the children, breaking down the family, having the kids stay at school till 7, 8 at night, getting rid of summer vacation, cutting it down to 2 to 3 weeks. That's all happening. Drugging of the population to get control. But the other big key here is you already hear, the first cancer-free baby to be born. They're looking at genes for anger. Oh, they're looking for genes at crime. In Oregon and in the United Kingdom, they're going to look at people who have criminal records and decide if they're allowed to have children. Could it be genetic? CPS will visit with the mother because she has a criminal record. Could it be genetic? It's all eugenics. We're not going to let you have a child. Why, there's socialized medicine. That's why we have to have socialized medicine for everyone. We shouldn't have to pay for your bad genes. But what they know is when you change one gene, you can get control of that one expression or that one trait, but then it randomly changes like a wheel of fortune thousands of other variables in chain reactions. You watch these people that have these babies, these people that have had their genes altered. You watch, they're going to be mentally ill, or they're going to have horrible health problems that just accelerate out of nowhere. But that'll all be kept real quiet in the press. It's like the Ritalin and the Prozac causes all these suicides and killings and horrible behavior and heart palpitations and strokes. And that doesn't matter to them. That, because then they just go, oh, look at all the suicides, all the violence. We've got to put more psychiatrists and psychologists in the schools and force drug half the kids instead of 15%. See? And they've also found, for some reason, that people who have certain genetic malfunctions, quote, then they'll have other, on average, and it's been found, I mean, there's major studies on this, will have extreme other traits of intelligence or musical talent. You see, you don't know what these genetics, you don't know why that happened. It happened for a reason, ladies and gentlemen, in our unbelievable design. And again, I believe in God, but even if you don't believe in God, in the development of the species, it is the craftsmanship. But you've got a bunch of mad scientists just doing whatever they want with it, and now maybe we should make people. Why, if we've got socialized health care, why shouldn't we go in and screen the embryos for the baby that won't have breast cancer? Yeah, let's not stop dioxin in the water and dioxin in the plastics and all the heavy metals and our daughters drinking all of these milk and cheese products filled with growth hormone. So when they're 8 years old, they look like they're 16. Your son is effeminate because of all the female hormones. Your daughter is hyper female. Let's not change that so the breast cancer rate doesn't explode. It's up several thousand percent in the last 60 years. No. Even with smoking going down, lung cancer went up, what was it, 7 times what it was in the decade previous? Those numbers just came out. People have never smoked. But what do you think with coal-burning plants with mercury? Oh, but we're not going to stop that. No. We're going to have a global tax on carbon dioxide that's paid into the world government. So, this is how they're getting control of us, and you're going to have the one-child policy, as it says here, as the UN and others are proposing, an eco-crime, a misdemeanor. And, of course, it'll go from being a misdemeanor like hate crimes. They have police all over England, from northern England and Scotland down to Wales and then down to the coast. This has been all over their news, BBC headlines, hundreds arrested in hate rage. You read what they're arrested for? Many were heard saying racist comments under their breath at dinner. Yes, they have police sitting there. First it was a misdemeanor, now they're making it a serious charge. Now they're phasing out juries there and here. See? See? It's the same thing with this. Being penalized for children. Now, don't think the elites are just saying we need to get rid of the West, and they are doing that quite nicely. They are also busily engaging in bio-race-specific warfare that has come out in a bunch of publications as of late, race-specific bio-warfare, and it's come out that Israel's been designing it, South Africa was designing it, the PNAC boys had proposed it. And they've, the 1973 Henry Kissinger CIA population reduction plan, the Club of Rome plan, ordering the Third World, if you want IMF and World Bank money, you've got to forcibly sterilize half your women, and brother, they did it. So I hope now you're beginning to realize the magnitude of this. And then on top of it, the people running all of this, they tell you to be atheistic, they tell you not to have a religious soul. But then they are completely going to retreats and are obsessed with Gaia and the goddess Eulogia and Diana. It's all the same entity, according to them. And here it is. Where is it? Where's my... Gore sees spiritual crisis in warming. Playing equal parts visionary, cheerleader, and comedian, Al Gore brought his message of how to fight global warming to a capacity crowd of receptive architects Saturday in San Antonio. The former vice president referred continually to the new way of thinking. See, they're trying to have a paradigm shift. We've got to have the shift that is emerging in a country and offered hope in the battle to control the effects of global warming and the way on the planet. He said it is a spiritual crisis. It's a crisis of our own self-definition. He wanted to say it's a new religion. And you're absolutely right, it is, you devil worshiper.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 7, 2007, spot gold 690.30 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $712.96, $358.17 for half, and $179.09 for quarter ounce coins. That's $712.96, $358.17, and $179.09. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places. We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. The Bible says, would like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715, and ask for Packet B. So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
To watch my fellow Americans and my fellow humans willfully going along with their own destruction, our own enslavement, is sad. I'm talking to the military, the police, the bureaucrats, the social workers. We got the facts. We know who you're working for. And denying it doesn't change that what you're doing is going to hurt your children and your family and your future just as much as it's going to hurt me. Okay, finishing up with this important subject, we're going to play a newscast about it coming up. This is the San Antonio Express News about Al Gore saying it's a spiritual crisis and needs spiritual answers to save the earth, because it is a spiritual belief. It's a religious belief. Global warming. Now this is the so-called conservative San Antonio Express News telling you global warming is an absolute fact and that it's man-made. You see? Global warming is the heating of the earth caused in large part by man-made emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. Most scientists agree such warming and the changing climate that comes with it will likely cause a number of problems and crises this century, particularly in developing countries that have few resources to combat the effects. So we need a global tax to go help them with special shots and special leaders and militaries the globalists put in to help them. Oh, they help them too, let me tell you. But they just say most scientists agree. No, the top climatologists, the top scientists are all over the place going, my name's been put on that list of 2,000. I never even talked to them. What? It's a complete fraud. All the ice core samples and all the experts are reporting that, and all of the sun measurements show that the sun is causing some global warming and that carbon dioxide follows 200 to 800 years after a spike in temperature due to flora and fauna increase. In the upload of the photosynthesis, and it just goes on and on with all of the scientific datum. And you try to tell this to the general public, well, I read in San Antonio Express News, the earth is heating up, and we got to have a global tax to save us. Now, in most articles, they haven't gotten to the solution phase. Right now, they're going, problem, 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 but in academia and in actual UN documents, and now in some news articles, they go, the solution is a global carbon tax. The general public is still sending me emails going, there's no plan for no carbon tax. There's no North American Union, there's no EU, there ain't no foreign troops in our military. George Bush is a conservative, he ain't anti-gun. You're some kind of commie. No, I'm just somebody that found out about some really bad stuff, has been trying to warn you. And frankly, I want to slap you upside the head, because I know you mean well, just like Bruce Willis. And you may never wake up like Bruce Willis did to 9/11 and JFK, and he's now gone public. For those that didn't know, it's up on prisonplanet.com. You may never wake up, and I'm sad for you, okay? I literally go to bed every night, and I think about how much danger we're all in, how serious this is. I think about myself, what have I gotten myself into, and I just recommit, and I say it's for the best, and it's the right course to take against these evil people. I'm living in the real world. I try to put a good face on it and be a little bit jovial and be aggressive on air. But frankly, that's just me gutting up to do it, folks. I'm getting chills right now. I cannot believe that we're on this beautiful planet orbiting the sun out here in the universe, and that we, our own species, ruling over us, setting up neo-feudalism and world serfdom on a global plantation, and that we're just totally enslaved. And it's coming towards total enslavement. They're setting up total enslavement. And the general public is so wedded, the fake left, the fake right, all of you guys, that you just can't get out of it. And I'm on a mission. You know, I get mad at our own movement when there's infighting and idiocy and people throwing stones. And, you know, I even get sucked into it sometimes. Folks, we got to recommit. And all hang together or hang separate, as the Founding Fathers said. I mean, this is the time that tries men's souls. This is it. Do you realize the time we are alive right now? This is the critical juncture in our species' development. And I know that I'm hitting on all eight cylinders, folks. My elevator goes all the way to the top. I'm blessed to have clarity and, you know, some form of clarity compared to the general public. And I see what's going on clearer than day. And it is... it's just hard to describe it. Like I've said many times, it's like somebody says, you know, you call family when you're in the Rocky Mountains on some vista looking down on an icy blue lake, and it's beautiful up here. It's so beautiful. Oh, what's it look like? Oh, it's just the mountains, the lake, the forest. Oh, I see an elk. But you can't, one must see the matrix. One cannot be told.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Marty, Matthew, Roy, Andrew, Tyler, everybody, we're going to get to your calls. We'll get into real demographic numbers and the real world population statistics on the other side with Numbers USA on the other side of this hour. We'll have open phones then as well for you. Briefly here at the waypoint, the halfway point of this worldwide transmission against tyranny, nobody else, and I wish there were other people that got the big spectrum, that we have social engineers suppressing a lot of advanced technologies and life extension for themselves, that we have an elite on a complete power trip setting up a high-tech form of feudalism. Nobody else is really boiling it down like we are here, and I would like to expand our operations. We are expanding our operations. I would like to become more effective. I would like to put up more sophisticated, newer websites. I would like to be able to get out more articles and more analysis and expand what we're doing. And the way we can do that is if you support us. So please go to Infowars.com. And when you support us, you also get powerful films at very low prices. You can get my new film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, for as low as $9.95. You can get America Freedom to Fascism as low as $9.95 there as part of some of the package specials. You can get 9/11 Inside Job Black Baseball Caps at CInfoWars.com. Great way to meet like-minded people, by the way.
for as low as, I think, $5.95 when you get a couple of them. We've got T-shirts for $9.95, 9/11 Inside Job T-shirts. We've got Mind Control by Dr. Nick Begich. We've got Iraq for Sale, The War, Profiteers, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C. We have David Ray Griffin, who's joining us on Thursday. New book, Debunking the 9/11 Debunkers, available with a documentary film with about David Ray Griffin and his work and his analysis. You can get it with the book at a big discount. So that's a featured item up there on Infowars.com. 9/11 Press for Truth, they lied, they all lied. The cover-up exposed by the 9/11 families, 9/11 Aftermath from Guerrilla News Network, and so many other great books and films and materials. And I'm so focused on covering the news that it is a catch-22. It's a conundrum or a paradox because I want to just cover news and take calls and have guests on, and then I do that so much that I used to plug videos every hour, and I sold more videos. But now I can't control myself. I don't even do it because I've got so much I want to cover. I mean, I haven't even scratched the surface of the stack yet. But this central world feudalism population extermination program is so key, I did an hour and a half without even taking calls, without even plugging videos. But the point is, it's not just, hey, come support us, get the videos. These are great films. They deserve to be seen. They need to be seen. Get Terror Storm, make copies. Get America Freedom to Fascism, make copies. Loose Change Second Edition, make copies. Have the high-quality digital originals. Support the filmmakers like Dylan Avery and Corey Rowe and Jason Burnmas and myself, Alex Jones, and Aaron Russo and others. Make no mistake, we're having an effect. I mean, Rick Linklater told you here on air, the Hollywood director, that last year he woke up, Bruce Willis, to the New World Order and to 9/11. And now Bruce Willis is in Vanity Fair saying the government killed Kennedy and it's a big cover-up and they're still in control right now and overthrew America. Bruce Willis is totally woken up. Now, will he get a bunch of heat? What's going to happen? He said, they're probably going to kill me for this. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Take his courage and run with it. Spread it. It's infectious. This is life and death, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I've been effective, because people can telegraph at an instinctive level. You know true from false deep down, folks, and you know I mean what I'm saying. You know I'm telling you the truth, but don't just go off that feeling. Go check out the facts and know I'm right. That's, ladies and gentlemen, it's the time to be counted. It is the time to stand up. And, you know, I'm not pulling any punches anymore. In fact, I said I'd get into Israel and 9/11, and I'm going to do that here in just a few minutes, but I said I'd go to calls. Maybe I'll keep Numbers USA only on for 30 minutes and then cover that in the last 30. Yeah, I'll do that. Because I want to take your calls, or I could cancel calls and then cover the Israel situation. But see, I want to do that, give that justice. I mean, yesterday I'm in the studios of the local radio station I broadcast the Sunday show out of, and one of the news producers goes, my God, you're going to go on the air and say that LBJ killed Kennedy? He told the story, I already knew about it, about two different talk show hosts being fired, being marched out of there when the president's family still owned it. They don't own it anymore. But just, you might not, if you play that here, you might not want to. I just said, you know what, I'm going to do it. And you know what, used to I wouldn't talk about something like that on air. I'm talking about it right now. I mean, it wasn't the station or the company themselves saying that. It was just, and the person that was talking to me wasn't even being mean. They were just scared. I mean, they were basically shaking. Well, no, basically about it. And I just can't live like that. Man, I cannot live like that. You know, people act like it's unusual or brave or heroic to fight evil. How could we not fight people that run giant child kidnapping rings? How could we not fight people that spray DU all over the planet? How could we not fight people that want to have one-child policies and exterminate most of us and are sterilizing people worldwide? I mean, how could we not fight a bunch of scum wearing jeweled crowns that are on television right now with George Bush? I mean, come on! It's a no-brainer. I don't even know why it's some big decision for you out there. So listen, I want you to support us. We've put it all out there. We put ourselves on the front line, and I need your support. I want you to go to Infowars.com, and I want you to order as many books and videos as you can afford and get them and share them and get them out to the public. And I want you to get Terror Storm and aggressively buy a DVD burner side by side and burn the living daylights out of them. And I want you to continue. I want to thank those that have been doing that. And I want you to go to prisonplanet.tv and get a 15-cent a day membership, $5.95 a month, and download all my films and burn them to disc, a factory, as I've called it, of resistance against the New World Order. I want you to go there, and I want you to take action. PrisonPlanet.tv. You already got a membership? Buy one for your friends or family. Make up your own access code and give it to them. You can say, why would I do that? Why would I, wouldn't I just share the passcode? Yeah, but then we can't do more. We can't make more films for you. We can't put them out for free on Google Video. You go, well, then why should I go join PrisonPlanet.tv? Well, everything isn't free. Everything isn't out there. And it's in a higher bandwidth, higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. But that's not even the reason. It's because you support us. Again, we're gearing up, we're fighting, we're intensifying our actions, our operations against the New World Order with the sword of truth, and we need your help. PrisonPlanet.tv, get a membership, or extend your monthly membership to a yearly membership, or re-up your membership, or that's the easiest way to donate. You already got memberships, go buy bulk memberships, give them as gifts. Or call toll-free to order the books and videos, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me and get the books and videos, or send a donation if that makes it easier, to 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Also, support our sponsors. I would appreciate that, and I thank you for that. Support the local station sponsors. If you're a local business, sponsor the show. So let's all support each other in this movement. Because what I'm after and what I know you're after is liberty and freedom and defeating these people. That's what makes my boat float. That's what makes me tick. That's what I value. That's what I'm into. That's what my vision is. That's what drives me in the engine of my soul, is to beat these people, is to survive. It isn't just because I want to fight or I'm looking for a fight. That's engineered into us by God, because there was going to be times to fight, ladies and gentlemen. And I know I'm fighting the right enemy. I know I'm standing up for my family. I know I'm doing what a warrior is supposed to do, and I'm telling you, join me in the info war so we can avert physical conflict, and Lord knows that conflict's probably going to come regardless, but at least it'll be on our terms, and our host will be greater. Our mass will be greater. Our army will be greater. A great host, ready to resist, ready to fight, ready to struggle. We're not doing it for power and fame and status. We're doing it for survival. We're doing it for the species. We're doing it for humanity. We're doing it for the weak and the widows and the children and those that are fed upon by these enemies of humanity. All right, let's go to calls. Who's up first? Mary in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Dave.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. All right, I appreciate your call. We have prank callers calling in, and that's what they do. that was good. But that's what our country has turned into. What happens is the stimuli of this information frightens them, but the layers of conditioning and brainwashing affect them to the point of not being able to respond or take action. Who's next after that person? Matthew in New York.
Alex.
Yes, yeah. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Over here working with the We Are Change people at wearechange.org. You've been doing a great job helping promoting us and turning all those truth seekers out there and the people who are actually standing and taking action. But I have more of a legal question for you today, hoping that you can help me out with. We're setting up this audio-video spy camera surveillance system over here in New York. We're hoping to have our first broadcast over here on Friday, where we're going to have live broadcasts of activist activities going on throughout New York City. But we're encountering some legislation, I guess, stating that there's federal law that prohibits the recording of any concealed audio equipment. But yet we're told on the same hand that New York City laws allow the purposes of audio-video surveillance for a conversation between two parties. And we have some conflicting reports.
So you've had scumbags in the government try to tell you can't do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Who are the scumbags?
Well, I had a conversation with just one cop, basically.
Well, what do you expect from these scum who work for the... Hold on, let me stop. We'll put you on hold. I'm going to talk about this right now. Look, what do you expect from these dumb people who work for the exterminators? They're brainwashed. All they know is petty power. And all they know how to do is kill this country. And, yeah, you're scum when you do that. We have New York police walking up on tape and going, oh, he's got a bomb. I know you don't have one, but I'm going to send you to jail for it unless you stop your demonstration. They don't even think frame-ups are illegal now. You understand that's how warped their minds are. All those guys know how to do is act cool, act manly, go to Yankees games, and try to live in a nicer place and have nicer clothes to look more official in front of people. You understand? And so, yeah, police all over the country will go, you're not allowed to record me. It's illegal. It's a wiretap. It's the eavesdropping law. Okay, let me tell you. This is the deal. A woman emailed me a few days ago and said, I went out in front of one of these pet stores that has puppy mill animals, and I said, don't buy them from here. They're puppy mill animals. And the police came, even though I was on the sidewalk of the city outside the place, and said, you have to have a permit to protest. You're going to be arrested. And they asked me, is that the case? It's been thrown out by every court. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. But the police have been brainwashed and believe it's a privilege now to protest. Just like they believe to drive is or the Second Amendment is. They've been lied to. They're just dumb like the general public. Again, most members of Congress, the chairman of the committee, can't tell you who a Sunni and a Shiite is, but they make Iraq decisions. It's designed for this. Okay, so yes, you could be arrested. And there could be a price of liberty. But if you don't plea bargain, and you demand a jury trial, they will lose 9 times out of 10. And then what are you going to have if you even lose? A misdemeanor. Then you appeal it. You make a sacrifice for freedom. It isn't free. But you don't fight for it over in Iraq. You fight for it right here. Now Connecticut and New York and one other state, coming to Maryland, have laws against recording someone over a telephone without telling them. But many of those have been found to be unconstitutional and overturned, but they keep them on the books and keep enforcing. So used to, if a law was found unconstitutional, they removed it. Now they just keep it and pay out the damages for it. Just like failure to IDs, there's no law you got to show cops when you're walking down the street an ID. They'll still arrest you. There's been hundreds of cases. There have been 2 Supreme Court cases out of Austin, Texas. One in the 70s, one in 86. Famous case. They still will arrest you for no ID walking down the street. They don't care. They'll use your tax money to pay it off. It's called criminality. Okay? So, no, when you're out there, you are allowed to videotape whatever you want undercover. What do you think the media does? What do you think cops do? The cops are putting hidden cameras. You know, there's 3 hidden cameras in many cities. That's the number I've seen. 3 hidden cameras for every visible camera you can see. They got cameras on you. These are cops that already walked up and said you've got bombs. And then say, we know you don't have them, but we're still going to put you in the hole for 30 days. So, yes, you're going up against criminals. Everybody knows the New York Police Department's worked for the mafia for at least 100 years. I mean, you know, you're working for actual mobsters. What do you think's going to happen? How do you think things really run? How do you think this stuff operates? How do you think the world works? So they may walk up and drop a bag of cocaine on you, man. You need that hidden camera, and you need a setup camera with somebody that stays 100 yards away that once they arrive, you know, is drinking coffee or in a phone booth or, you know, whatever, to surveil them. And guaranteed, New York Intelligence is now listening to this show. So you want another backup camera person that is scheduled to walk up in 10 minutes and then walk back and forth so they can't make you. You got to run counterintelligence against them. And yes, folks, I've had special forces troops chase me through swamps on dune buggies. And I didn't stop and confront them because I didn't want to. I mean, can you imagine what would have happened if I would have physically started fighting back against the troops? They had to set me up. They had local police with them. And they were trying to get the footage we had, which turned out, you know, you see the helicopters flying over us and they're chasing us. We interviewed locals who were in the backs of their houses, saw the dune buggies chasing us. I mean, through the swamps, folks, because I was in Brooksville, Florida on city property. And the cops pull up later and say, we'll get you for trespassing if you walk in any of the city woods. Because they had the Army Rangers and Special Forces above them running some takeover drill of the town. And we got locals saying, yeah, they came to my house with machine guns and said, don't talk to Alex Jones, he's crazy. You know, I mean, that's all in the takeover. I mean, this is real, folks, okay? We've had Special Forces walk up in San Antonio and point guns at us and have us get down on the ground and take our videotapes and erase them. That got picked up by WorldNet Daily. Yes, I've had MPs with guns walk up and stick them to my chest, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I've had troops in America stick guns to my chest. This stuff's real, okay? We're here fighting for America, fighting for the Republic, the last-ditch resistance. They're talking about arresting people like me. They're talking about putting us in camps. They're trying to make their move, and we're standing up to them. We're not acting like Germany or Russia, and we're fighting them toe-to-toe, publicly. We're not cowering, and we're going to win.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, strange days have found us. They've tracked us down. I tell you, he's saying it well. Roy in Michigan, then Andrew in Missouri and others. Go ahead, Roy.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Alex, trucker friend of mine just called me from Elwood, Kansas, and he said that he went into the post office to pick up his mail, and they told him that he couldn't get any mail because they were flooding that town this evening, and he said that he could see that the traffic is all moving out of town there. They're supposed to flood it tonight. And I didn't know if you do anything.
What are they doing? Blowing up? Yeah, they're busy blowing up all, many of the old dams to reflood things for the earth. Is that what was happening?
He didn't know what the hell was happening. He just, he's been on the road for some time, and when he went in to get his mail, he just said that they told him that he couldn't get his mail because they were flooding the town.
Well, that's an interesting question. Do you have the internet? You can type it into a search engine and find out.
Okay, well,
what's the name of the town again?
It's Elwood, Kansas.
All right, I'll check into it. Anything else on your mind? The global plan to exterminate the population, or maybe Bruce Willis going public on the JFK assassination? Or?
Well, they may have a lot of plans, but they ain't going to do anything that God does not allow. It's, my plan is a real simple one. Get your food and guns and get a place to hide yourself. Because that national ID, when that comes into place, I don't know what other people are going to do, but I ain't taking it. And the ones that want to resist, they better get prepared right now while they still can.
Yeah, people need to just start saying no to the toll roads, no to the national IDs, no to national sales taxes. But they're really slick at selling all of it to us.
Well, the national ID, once they take the national ID, then they can stop pretending that they're not slaves, because they will be.
But see, they don't even know. They don't call it a national ID. They call it real ID, and it's still got the state name on it, so they don't know any better. It's like we're in the North American Union. It just merged last week with the EU. It had been merging quietly for decades. And the general public doesn't even know that there's a North American Union. A lot of people we talked to on the street, we did a man on the street for the film I'm making, don't even know what the EU is. They think that's a conspiracy. I mean, literally, either people know what's going on or they're totally oblivious. And I'd say about half the public knows we're in deep doo-doo. The other half literally doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground.
That's about the way that I see it, too. I have dumped so many videos and so much evidence over the years that, there's just no way that if anybody was that's too afraid to take a look at that, that they wouldn't be, people running from those government offices.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I'm going to put the call out to the listeners right now to go up to PrisonPlanet.com and get the incredible Bruce Willis story that we have out. This is extremely exciting. We told you behind the scenes now 10, 11 months ago that Bruce Willis was awake to 9/11 and had seen martial law and terror storm that Rick Linkletter gave him. Rick read to me over the phone one day the email from Bruce Willis about how he woken up. It totally changed his paradigm. He saw the New World Order now. Rick, out of the blue, went public with that on air months later. And then later I found out some other stuff about Bruce Willis. Now he's gone public saying we have a shadow government still running things after the JFK assassination.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than...